Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the September 2023 Q2 earnings conference call of Panama Petrochem Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one on their touchtone phone. To remove yourself from the question queue, you may enter star and two. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mahesh Narvekar, Vice President, Corporate Relations. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Dovin. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Panama Petrochem Limited earnings conference call for quarter two ending September 2023. I would like to begin by expressing my gratitude to all of you by taking your time to join us on this call. This conference call may contain some forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the belief, opinion, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not guarantee of future performance and involve risk and uncertainty that are difficult to predict. I would like to introduce Mr. Hussain Rayani, Joint Managing Director, and Mr. Pramod Maheshwari, CFO, Panama Petrochem Limited. I request Mr. Hussain Rayani to share the quarter two performance overview of our company. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mahesh. A very good morning, everybody. It is my pleasure to welcome you all to the quarter ending September 2023 earnings conference call of Panama Petrochem Limited. Let me begin by giving a quick review of the business. Overall, the business environment was stable, albeit few challenges persist, particularly in the export markets. Despite these challenges, company recorded a 25% growth in exports during the period by targeting new regions and markets. Thus, Panama Petrochem has performed well with stable growth in revenues and margins. Company reported a healthy margin of 65 crores in this quarter on a revenue of 578 crores. As you all see, the geopolitical crisis continues with volatile commerce, particularly in crude oil and energy markets. We do expect the domestic demand to remain stable, and with companies' reliance on value-added products should enable us to weather these challenges. The expansion program has been successfully implemented to the tune of 30,000 tons going on stream. Now I request Mr. Mahesh Navrekar to give the financial highlights.
Thank you, sir. On a consolidated basis for September 2023 quarter, the operating income was around ₹578 crores, which was approximately 8.2% growth on a sequential basis. Operating EBITDA reported was ₹65 crores against ₹63.5 crores in same period. Net profit after tax was ₹46.9 crores against 48.5 crores on quarter-on-quarter basis. As per 6 months ending September 2023, the operating income was ₹1,112.8 crores and operating EBITDA reported was 128.6 crores. Net profit after tax reported was 92.8 crores. With this, we can now open the floor to question and answer session.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants, you are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Vijay, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Sir, I want to ask one question. Since the company is debt-free with surplus cash, is there any future plan on diversification?
Thank you, Vijay, for your question. The company's R&D is continuously striving to introduce new products and offer new customized solutions to clients. Company plans to further improve the product mix and the product portfolio.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akash Kumar, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Sir, could you please brief us on the status of expansion plan of the company and when can we see the total expanded capacity going on stream? Also, what capacity will be commercialized and when will it be added to the top line?
Thank you so much for your question. The expansion plan is in process. The capacity has been increased to 270,000 tons in 2023. And we plan additional 15,000 tons to be added in our subsidiary plant in UAE and 15,000 tons to be added at our EOU Taloja plant in the coming year. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Zulfikar Merchant, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Sir, I would like to add one question. There has been a lot of upheavals in the global space riddled with conflicts. In such a scenario, how it is the company is managing the exports, sales and finance in the view of scarcities of dollars? In the present scenario, has the company added any new markets in exports?
Thank you, Mr. Merchant, for your question. As you rightly said, there have been a lot of geopolitical concerns world over. In spite of these challenges, the company has registered a 25% growth in exports, and the company's strategy is to develop new geographies and adding new customers. We did not face any export finance issues since all our exports is covered by letter of credit.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohan Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, sir. Looking at the current scenario of the crude oil, I mean, the volatility in the crude oil is too much. What can be the best estimate for the sales growth and the margin? And the second question will be, when we are talking about margins, what is the best guidance on the specialty products margins?
Thank you, Rohan, for your question. Yes, the times are quite concerning with the geopolitical situation. However, we have, as I have been also said in our previous calls, we have in the specialty segments a sustainable margin of between 13 to 15%. And we anticipate the margins to sustain with further improvement in product mix.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak Goyal from Investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Is there any difficulty being faced in base oil procurement?
Thanks, sir, for your question. The company has contractual agreements with our suppliers for the raw materials. Hence, we do not face any issue in the procurement. And we have a continuous access to raw materials.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Jain from ENB Investment. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, if you see the quarter, we have degrown. Is it possible to share how much of this is due to the volume and how much of this is due to the price?
In this quarter, Q2, we had a total volume of 65,200 tons with about a 8% increase over the previous quarter.
But if you compare with the Q2 of last year, sir?
Compared to the Q2 of last year, the volume was about close to 64,000 tons.
So we have grown in volume, but we have lost, whatever the degrowth is there, mainly due to the price.
Due to the price. That's right.
Okay. Sir, my second question is regarding the CapEx. We were to, add 30,000 last year, and you had mentioned, I think, this 15,000 or 30,000 capacity to be commissioned in the first quarter. So what is the status of this new capacity? Has it been commissioned and running successfully?
Yes. So we added 30,000 tons in the year 2022-23. So totally 270,000 tons capacity compared to 240,000 tons in the year before, which is successfully commissioned.
Okay.
In the coming year, we have another plans of additional 30,000 tons.
So that will be this year or the next year?
It will be in the next year.
So this year you will not be adding any more CapEx?
Yeah, in the second half, we will start in batches.
In batches. Okay. But as on H1, including the new capacities that have been commissioned, what is the capacity utilization?
So we are running at about 95% capacity utilization.
Including the new ones?
Including the new ones.
Then why we are not going for the new capacities immediately?
So we are adding another 30,000 tons in order because we expect steady growth. Looking at that scenario, we have a plan to add additional capacity.
Okay. Okay. Sir, my next question is regarding the oil samples that we had given for these drilling companies.
Yeah.
So have we, the samples which have been given, has it been approved? Have you started any commercial supplies to them?
Absolutely. The whole range of products for the drilling industry was introduced with all approvals and also commercially being supplied to the major supplier or service providers worldwide, and it is in commercial negotiation.
Sir, to see a significant volume from this segment, how much time it may take?
So right now, because of the situation, it has not really taken off, but we are expecting good orders coming in the coming years.
Okay. So now, keeping 2 or 3 years in perspective, how much turnover we can expect? Any target management has?
Yeah. So close to about 200 crores additional from this segment.
From this segment, that oil drilling oils only.
Yes.
Oil drilling lubricants only.
That's right.
Okay. And I suppose these margins are better than, and these are all specialty oils.
Yes, this is more on the specialty side.
Specialty side. Sir, my last question is, I think someone earlier to me also had asked, we are having so much of cash in the balance sheet. And we are doing CapExes also in phase-wise, which is very good, seeing the demand and also utilizing the cash very judiciously and efficiently. But in spite of that, we have, let's say, 130-odd crores. Is there anything management is looking for, let's say, some acquisitions or any other things so that this cash can be utilized more effectively?
Many things are on the table, and we will look as the opportunity arises. But the management is clearly what the cash on hand will be used for all the expansion plans for the CapEx, for the dividend payout, and for the working capital.
So you feel for all those three things only this much cash would be required?
Yes.
Okay. Sir, lastly, we make one oil for this textile industry.
I think there are many other questions in the line, so if I would.
Okay. I'll come back in that case, sir. No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Mukesh Panwani from WC Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, good morning.
Good morning, Mukesh.
Sir, my question is, right now, what is the share of revenue
which is coming from value-added products?
Yeah, the value-added is about 68%.
68%. And sir, what is our target in the long term?
So we would like to take that about 85% going forward in the next 3 to 5 years.
Okay, that is great. And sir, the new CapEx which we are doing, like it is for the value-added products or it is for commodity?
Yes, mostly 70% of the new capacity will be for the value-added products.
Okay, okay. Okay. And sir, in last two quarters, we have seen that the operating profit margin has coming down, like from 14-15%, it has come down to 11%. So, what about the H2 of this year? Would we be able to be like again back?
We have given a steady guidance of the EBITDA margins between 11-13%, which is sustainable for us.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Piyush Jain from Acquaint B Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Sir, can I have the volumes for Q1 as well?
Volumes for?
Q1, last quarter.
Yeah. So the volumes for the Q1 last quarter was about 60,000 tons on a consolidated basis.
Okay. Fine. Sir, I wanted to ask a question. And do we have any plans to get into ester-based chemistry? And by when do you think if there are, will we see some significant materialization towards this?
Not really in the ester base, but the R&D is working continuously to add a lot of new products in our existing segments and improving the product mix further in for the value-added products.
Okay. Also, sir, from this, so drilling oil right now as a contribution, do you see this ramping up this year?
Yeah, in the next 2 years, we see some good orders coming.
So it will be a very, very slow ramp up and you won't see anything materially this year, the contribution from drilling oil, is it correct?
Yeah, not so much significant in this year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll come back in the queue, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Piyush.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Jain from ENB Investment. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity once again. Sir, what I was asking is about the coning oils that are used in the textile industry.
Yeah.
I think we are one of the main supplier and that segment contributes significant revenues to us. Are we started supplying to the Tirupur and the, you know, the Coimbatore belt of South India also?
I would not be able to divulge the name of our customers, but we have been very active in this segment where it is about 15% of our revenue. And we have a good set of customers. We are servicing the customers in the Surat Vapi belt mostly. And it's a steady segment for us, steady growth in this segment.
No, sir, I'm not asking any customer name. What I wanted to know is that maybe due to capacity constraints, you were not targeting the Coimbatore belt textile mills. Since now we have been expanding regularly, could you be able to, you know, talk and supply to these companies also in South India now?
Yeah, there are plans, but we are mostly active on the western coast of India, in Maharashtra and Gujarat. Of course, we have to also consider the logistical cost for the, catering the south of India. But of course, we have thoughts are there and we will definitely take it forward in the coming future.
Okay. So, subsequent to that, so you said logistics, most of our plants are there in the western region.
Yes.
Is there any plans to put up a plant either in north or southern parts of India where there is a good potential?
Of course, there is a good potential and many things are on the cards. We will take it up as and when there is an opportunity arises.
No problem. My last question is, sir, just to get a flavor of the competition, is it that in South India the competition is very severe?
There is competition all over. As you know, India is a big market with many players. But the strategy of the management is to go more into the specialty segments where we face less competition and assured businesses with better margin.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir, and wish you all the best.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. To ask a question, ladies and gentlemen, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Rehan Lalji from Equitree Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. Can you share some volume information on H1 versus H1 comparison?
Yeah, so in the half year of this year, the volume is about 125,000 tons.
Okay, and last.
Correspondingly, in the previous year was about 120,000.
So this is a consolidated basis, right? After capacity,
yeah.
All after adding capacity.
Yeah, after adding capacity and then on a consolidated basis.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one if you wish to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Piyush Jain from Acquaint B Ventures. Please go ahead.
So what kind of volume growth do you expect for the year now?
We anticipate about 10 to 15% growth.
Volume-wise?
Volume-wise.
Okay. And sir, do you also expect the margins to have bottomed out at these levels? Because your sustainable guidance range is 11 to 13%. So are there any one of our product mix severe changes that has actually taken this hit towards 10.3%?
No, actually, the strategy, as I said, of the management is to further improve product mix of the specialty oils, which is now currently 68%, and to take it forward. And we see an upside on the EBITDA margins with that change.
Right, sir. So that is your strategy, which has been in place since last few years, correct?
Yes.
As I understand. So are we facing some temporary hit because the margins have been falling over the last few quarters, right? From, if I compare Q4, March quarter was 13 and then it's 10% plus right now. So is it because of a product mix change or is there any particular you'd like to point out something?
See, there are many reasons towards that. As you see in the last of the whole year, there have been a lot of upheavals and a lot of crisis worldwide, and because of these geopolitical changes, because we are our raw material is a derivative of the crude oil, so whenever there is a such kind of crisis, we do face some challenges, but we are mitigating those challenges with the pass on mechanism to our customers. But the overall idea and the overall picture is for the company is to go and add more, introduce more specialty products which bear better margins, both in our existing segments and also finding new applications.
So let me rephrase. So a lot of these macro headwinds, do you think they have subsided for you now to confidently say that the margins will improve from here on in the next couple of quarters at least in the near term?
Well, as you must also be aware of the current crisis, it is not to an end right now as we are talking. So it's difficult to predict what's going to be in the coming future. But as I said, though we are dependent a lot on the price of the oil prices and the crude oil price, since our raw material is a derivative, but on the supply side, we have contracts with our suppliers, so we face no constraints on the supply chain. At the same time, we are servicing a lot of multinationals with demand forecast for the whole year. So we have some kind of visibility on the business, but of course, difficult to predict on the geopolitical situation, how it goes from here.
Okay. Sir, another question. You were doing a lot of import substitutes post-COVID, wherein you started realizing good value for the kind of products that you had. So you had improved realization post-COVID, right? So
yeah.
Has competition intensity in some of those products increased again, or you still are the sole local player for most of these products and still competing import, or some local competition has cropped up in any of these products?
We are still servicing customers with import substitutes, which has been one of the main reasons for good performance and the good business visibility that we have. And that is continuously going on because, as you know, the government's drive of Make in India has been very, very beneficial for us, you know, for servicing these multinationals who have set up over here in India. And they prefer to buy from the local companies. So that has been definitely a big part of our business, and it's still going on very well.
So no new local competition has cropped up in some of these segments, right? Which still remains...
Not in the specialty side.
Okay. And when you say specialty, that would correspond to the entire 68% value added that you would...
That's right.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have no further questions. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Hussain Rayani for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone. I would like to thank everyone who has participated in this call. For any further queries or information, please get in touch with our investor relation team and we will be very happy to answer them. Thank you very much once again. Have a good day.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.